next tenet of a good melody is a climax point. It says climax can be the highest pitch or, you know, just a general high range for the instrument.
Tessitura
is I did not know that term. It means a tonal range that best suits the instrument.
Ah.
So he's not talking tempo extremes. Like on the guitar, like maybe the tonal range would be, you know, between let's just roughly say between frets 4 and like 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like a good tonal range. Anything lower than that is considered low. Anything up here is high.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking on acoustic guitar, by the way. Electric guitars might be different.
Yeah.
But he's not talking tempo extremes when he uses that. But it might be the high range, the high part of your normal range. I have a whole course on this. It's called How to Build a Solo, about things, different devices you can use to increase tension and or achieve the opposite of tension, which is relaxation. Music is all about tension and resolution. So if you have this sort of architecture in your head about, okay, I'm soloing for this long and I want to reach a peak,
mm-hmm.
and then bring it back a bit. And usually the bringing it back is shorter than the building it to it.
Yeah.
So it might look like someone going like this, a peak, and then short bringing it back down. But that also might happen several times over several minutes. If you have a long solo, you should be achieving like mini peaks. It's just like climbing a mountain. You want to climb the first peak and then stop and rest and check out the view. And then take the listener on a journey with you even more. And then when you're at the climax, it's the most spectacular view of them all. And you really milk that. And then you come down the other side of the mountain, whatever. The climax point. We're going to just go for one climax. I'm going to try and demonstrate in A minor over 30 seconds. Can we get a timer? Actually, I got a timer right here. I'm going to set the timer for 30 minutes. Oh, well, I set it for 30 minutes, not 30 seconds. You guys are stuck with it. All right, so here we go. I'm going to try and climax around the 20-second mark. This is a bit artificial because most solos are like 2 minutes or two or more, like 2 or 3 minutes or more. All right, here's 30 seconds of thinking. 1, 2, 3... Pretty good. Think you could do better? So in what ways did I achieve a climax? If you could analyze what I did, it's pretty much what I do all the time. There's two elements I used to achieve climax. What were they? Can you guess?
There was, I don't know if this was a part of the climax, but there were two points in there where you had, not a full rest, but like a little bit of a pause that sent what was hit before.
So you're saying the pauses accent what came before? That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for me it was because you did something neat, and then it was like, the note carried for a second, and then there was a pause, and I was like, oh, okay, cool, and
okay.
Then you went on to the next part.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else?
You meant to accent the other part after, but
no, the range of the notes added too, because you kept going up and up and up, and then
absolutely
you have to come back down.
Absolutely, that was. Probably the most obvious one is the pitch range. Pitch range management. I went up when I wanted to climax, and I brought it back when I wanted to bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I was using was note density. I just played faster. I played more notes when I wanted to climax. That's all I did. We can go on a lot. There's a lot more to it than that, but those are like the two biggest ones in my opinion. So we don't have to do a minute. I mean, we don't have to do 30 seconds. We could do like a minute or something. And then just literally look at the clock and like try and plan your climax around, I don't know, 40 to 50 seconds. And then you have 10 to 15 seconds to bring it back. Ish. See if you can do it. See if you can do it. I'll put the timer on. I'll pause the recording. And again, I have a whole nother class on this. It's called How to Build a Solo. I remember distinctly, if anyone ever listened to it, I'll never know. But like I wanted to see if I could build a solo over 5 minutes in a rock song. And then I went 10 minutes. And I also did it in jazz, too. I had time on my hands back then, I guess. Here we go. These are things I hope you think about in your next improvised solo. So this is great. We're doing very well. But an additional practice on that one would be to have multiple peaks and valleys. Suppose you set the timer for 3 minutes and plan that, let's just say, minute one would be first climax, minute two would be second climax, and then like two minutes and 30 to 2 minutes and 45 would be like your third and biggest climax, and then you had 15 seconds to bring it back down. Mm-hmm. That, and then record yourself and just listen back. Mm-hmm. That would be a great practice. All right.